Sure.
I have been asked if I am willing to listen to some questions. I am willing to listen to some questions, and I may even answer. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said about withdrawing support.
Well, you made a statement that the major foundation, that we have lost the war, the universities are in shambles, which I said is not what I know. And I'm less conservative.
Well, I said, I thought I made it clear that there were things to be supported in universities, particular activities or particular professors. But on the whole, I don't think the universities are a congenial place for a conservative enterprise.
And I happen to know, I know my industry, that's the only one I know, and I don't think you're right.
Okay.
We have meetings about it, not meetings.
Well, I don't know how many professors there are here. I know some agree with me.
It's worse than you say.
It's worse than I think, okay. Okay. Let me make one point. I mean, you say every graduating class is more conservative. Of course that's true. I was saying nothing about the students. They're not more conservative because they've been made more conservative by their professors. They ignore their professors when it comes to politics, just as they did in the 1960s. Then they ignored them on the left, now they ignore them on the right. The students are not a problem. I'm talking about the faculty, and they are a problem. The faculty today is far to the left of what it was 10, 15 years ago.
If Dr. Hunt right here.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm very interested in your remarks. And I'm not quite interested indeed. But I've got one real worry. I believe that you're making the welfare state an important objective in your policy thinking. I want to suggest that is will destroy the whole power of your thought. It's the notion of a welfare state, the notion that the government can make the people better off by different activities by contriving a scarcity here, contriving a scarcity there for the benefit of monopolists and other special interests. That is what we've been up, what the world has been up against. And you've seen the thing exactly the wrong way around. The problem is the power of government, which conservatives ought to be organizing to fight and to attempt to bring to an end. How that's to be done is, I could talk for hours about that.
Perhaps you could.
Yes. Well, sir, yes. Well, the objection, you know, is a very serious and classical one, namely that the power of government should be fought, and that the idea of the welfare state, which simply transfers money from one part of the economy to the other, is not an idea to which conservatives should be attached. I know. All right. That's all right. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's done. well, what can I say, except that economists are economists. Economics is one thing and politics is another, and religion is still another. And the notion that you can simply take the economic paradigm, the economic model, and transfer it to politics, I think is incorrect. The economic model is individualistic. Political model is not so individualistic. Religious model usually is not individualistic at all. And if people want a welfare state, I mean, let me put it this way, you know. Do we want to pay taxes to support our old people? Now, I could figure out in the abstract all sorts of better ways of taking care of old people from a purely economic point of view. But the fact is that this is the way that it was done. American people like Social Security. The notion that there's going to be a generational rebellion against Social Security taxes is utter nonsense. There isn't the faintest sign of any such thing, nor, in my opinion, will there ever be. Americans want to take care of their parents, only they don't want to do it at home, if possible. And who blame? Why blame them? They're right, in my opinion. Parents don't want to be taken care of at home either, for the most part. So we do it through an impersonal structure, a transfer. And on the whole, it works fine. And I went through this at the beginning of the primary campaign. Question of, you know, was Pete DuPont right or Jack Kemp right? And I think Jack Kemp was right and Pete DuPont was wrong in political terms. There is no point in trying to impose a correct economic model on a political reality. The political reality is there and you adapt your economic model to it, and then you can, if you wish, try perhaps to reshape the Social Security system somewhat to make it more sensible from a purely economic point of view, make it more viable, make it less intrusive.
Take one more.
I'll take one more. Frank.
You seem to give up on federalism, using as your reason the fact that when we do devolve responsibility for affairs on local government, it turns out, particularly, I think this was still in the welfare area, they turn out to do it badly, less well perhaps even the federal government. I wonder if the reason might be that the money they're throwing around locally isn't theirs locally, but is some revenue sharing kind of money, and so there's a degree of irresponsibility that might not exist if it were their own locally raised money, and federalism will work.
You may well be right, Frank. But it's not going to be their money.
What's the question?
The question is, what happened if the local communities were spending only their own money, not federal government money? Would they then be more responsible in the politicizing of the various programs they would be conducting. And the answer is perhaps so, but they're not going to be spending only their own money. I mean, there's no way you're going to stop the flow of federal money for these particular programs into local communities. It's done. For better or worse, it's done. And my experience and my observations are that, I'm all for decentralization on certain issues. I personally would like to see the abortion issue turned back to the states, like get it out of national politics. But there are plenty of activities that, when you turn them over to the states, from a conservative point of view, get worse, not better. It's a fact. Because it turns out that state legislatures are more easily lobbied by trade unions, more easily lobbied by social workers, etc., and therefore you have a better chance at the national level of getting a more sensible and conservative system. Or so it seems to me in many areas. Now, I'm sure there are areas where one can point out the opposite being the case, but this is, I think, an unexpected development in the whole area of federalism.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank Mr. Crystal for his remarks tonight. He has performed admirably the role of a keynote speaker, which is to raise the issues which a conference will discuss. The issues of the prospects for, the possibility of a conservative welfare state, the prospects for a conservative philanthropy, and indeed even the introducer raised the question of the definition of charity. So I think we've started well, and we'll see you all tomorrow.